what extent it was that, were the conclusions in that quadrennial technology review used to influence what you've presented to us in this budget? Does this budget reflect the same priorities that the quadrennial technology review identified?
Well, to a large extent, yes. I think the quadrennial technology review, the first one in the history of the Department of Energy, wanted to step back and say a slightly different question than what are the things we should be funding, but what are the things we should fund where the taxpayer dollars will do the most good, and if we find that there are certain areas that the private sector is well invested in, we have to say, well, we really shouldn't be funding that. They've taken the ball and running with it. This is good. We did this with research in shale gas, 1978, 1992. Industry didn't want to touch it. They didn't think it was feasible. Horizontal drilling or fracturing rock. Schlumberger got into it, we got on it, and the industry picked it up. So that's the attitude we have in doing this, that where can we put our dollars that would actually stimulate the research and the development to a point where the private sector starts running it and grow American industries. So that quadrennial energy review, the technology review, was very useful in helping us find out, by pulling back and looking across all of our funding arms, energy, Office of Science, and MRB, are we putting the dollars where we think they can do the most good? And so that's what we need to shape, and we hope as it goes further that it, just like the quadrennial reviews of the Pentagon and State, actually start to set in long-term plans that can help our country. Energy investments are 60, 70-year investments. They can't be decided year to year.